You've got your Sunski Cat 4 Alpine sunglasses tuned to broadcasting from home. I'm your host and best friend, Scrap McGowan. This is show number 132. And I'm here by myself. Well, I got the studio dogs here at Studio P. But the professor is off. She's off at the ranch, you know. Like all successful artist couples, we like to have a ranch out in the mountains. So we have a tofu ranch in the mountains of New Mexico. So she's out there checking on the tofu herd, making sure everything is good. So I'm here by myself. So I had a show planned for you. If you follow me on Scrappygram, you'd know that the way I work is I keep a playlist of songs that I'm going to do for the next show. And then I went there, and I went totally different direction now. Just improvising here. The songs I had planned to play, I'm not playing because, remember, I'm an artist. And us artists are fickle and we're creative and stuff just happens. So, gall darn it, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to play some upbeat music today. I'm going to start things off a little Panda Bear. Because why not? Remember, I'm an artist. I can do this. This is Panda Bear and Edge of the Edge to start things off on Broadcasting from Home.
You took it out, but you can put it back. You took it out, but you can put it back again. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One piece to break the fall, one way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. A hidden rock, took a taste and then you spit it back. Consequences of the inside track, bad time and you're running it all back. One taste to break the fall, one wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. And then you wanna scratch. You found the box and you're looking for the match. One piece to break the fall, one wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. A hidden rod, took a taste and then you spit it back up. You threw the rock just to watch it splash. Sick as a dog and you're digging through the trash. One taste to break the fall, one wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're bargaining for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of the edge of the edge.
our sleep as we speak. Listen to the drums beat as we speak. In our sleep as we speak. Listen to the drums beat in our sleep.
In our sleep, as we speak, listen to the drums beat, as we speak, in our sleep, listen to the drums beat, in our sleep,
in our sleep, as we speak, listen to the drums beat, as we speak.
In our sleep, as we speak, listen to the drums beat, in our sleep.
In our sleep,
where we meet. Where we meet.
Hey baby, don't I know you? Come on baby,
Little Sonny and Cher there. I don't think I've ever played Sonny and Cher on the podcast before. It was time. It was time. It's 20... It's time. We start things off with Panda Bear and the song Edge of the Edge. We followed that up with a track called Pressure Cooker, and that features Dazzy, Military Gun, and Mannequin Pussy, in case you were wondering. We followed that up with Little Laurie Anderson. Laurie Anderson singing along with her dear departed husband, Lou Reed, and that was a track called In Our Sleep. After Laurie Anderson and Lou Reed, we heard a track from a band that is near and dear to my heart, the group Sally's Dream from Bloomington, Indiana. Knew Sally's Dream really well. In fact, they record, as I think this is true, maybe I was on drugs and I misremembered it, but I believe they recorded the soundtrack to a Tim Hiddle movie in my office where I slept, my apartment slash office. I believe they recorded a soundtrack there. Anyway, Sally's Dream from Bloomington, Indiana. Last fall, they released their first album over 40 years after they got together. And what had happened was the lead guitarist and songwriter, Chrissy Dickinson, died very sadly 3 years ago from... I believe she died from heart failure. And the band got together to remember Chrissy, and they decided it was time. They never put out an album. They'd done demos. They'd recorded on compilation albums. And in 2025, they put out their first album. So God bless their hearts. That was Sally's Dream from their album Breaking Through. And that was the track Just a Memory. And then we ended things up with Sonny and Cher and Baby Don't Go. Well, one of the things about not doing the podcast that often is the mail backs up. I'll be honest, sometimes there's just loads of it and it sits in the storage unit and I just don't get to it. And so it's been building up. It's time. It's time to open the mailbag. So here we go. Let's see. I can't open this. Okay. Dear Scrappy, this comes from, I'll tell you who it's from in a sec. Dear Scrappy, two words, Dan Byrne. Enough said. That's from Ashley Everett in Nawbonne, Indiana. And yes, I am happy to play some Dan Byrne. Have not played Dan Byrne. I think I have some here in the catalog, so I can go grab that. But I'd like to point out a couple things. You said two words. That was actually, let me see, Dear Scrappy... Two words, Dan Byrne, enough said. Those are eight words. So I quibble with your ability to do math, Ashley. But I will honor, because, you know, we can't all be a Scrappy and be savants. So I will honor your request and start things off with little Dan Byrne to start set number two.
Tell you that I love you, don't test my love, accept my love, don't test my love, 'cause maybe I don't love you all that much. Don't ask what kind of music I'm gonna play tonight, just stay a while, hear for yourself a while. And if you must put me in a box, make sure it's a big box with lots of windows and a door to walk through and a nice hot chimney, so we can burn, burn, burn everything that we don't like and watch the ashes fly up to heaven, maybe all the way to India. I'd like that. All the ancient kings came to my door. They said, you want to be an ancient king too? I said, oh yes, very much, but I think my timing's wrong. They said, time is relative, or did you misread Einstein? I said, you really mean it? They said, what do you think we come here for? Our goddamn health or something? Everybody's waiting for the Messiah. The Jews are waiting, Christians are waiting, also the Muslims. It's like everybody's waiting. They've been waiting a long time. I know how I hate to wait, like even for a bus or something, an important phone call. So I can just imagine how darned impatient everybody must be getting. So I think it's time now, time to reveal myself. I am the Messiah, I am the Messiah. Yes, I think you heard me right. I am the Messiah. I was gonna wait till next year, build up the suspense a little, make it a really big surprise, but I could not resist. It's like when you got a really big secret, you're just bursting to tell someone. It was sort of like that with this. And now that I've told you, I feel this great weight lifted. Dr. Nussbaum was right. He's my therapist. He said, get it out in the open. I spent 10 whole days in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, sweet Jerusalem. And all I ate was olives, nothing but olives, mountains of olives. It was a good 10 days. I like olives. I like you. So when I tell you that I love you, don't test my love. Accept my love. Don't test my love. Cause maybe I don't love you all that much.
Staying busy, but I slowed down. Watch it all unfold. Kick In the time of my confession, in the hour of my deepest need, when the pool of tears beneath my feet flood every newborn seed, there's a dying voice within me reaching out somewhere, toiling in the danger and the morals of despair. I don't have the inclination to look back on any mistake. Like Cain, I now behold the chain of events that I must break. In the fury of the moment, I can see the master's hand in every leaf that trembles and in every grain of sand. Like criminals, they help choke the breath of conscience and good cheer. The sun beat down upon the steps of time to light the way, to ease the pain of idleness and the memory of decay. I gaze into the doorway of temptation's angry flame, and every time I pass that way, I always hear my name. Then onward in my journey, I have come to understand that summer's dream and the chill of a wintry light, in the bitter dance of loneliness fading into space, in the broken mirror of innocence on each forgotten face, I hear the ancient footsteps like the motion of the sea. Sometimes I turn, there's someone there. Other times there's only me. I'm hanging in the balance with the reality of man. Like every sparrow falling, like every grain of sand.
Rolling.
Okay, it's Texas take one.
Right.
In the first of light, past the Noachai, bodies wrapped in white, stranded every pain, baby past the slain, I got out of the grain. Starts to steal dirt and ice and bed and sheets in the potter's field. Strangers scattering, nether passage in the wind, off penitence and ring.
Go get
on the green, green grass, and you see how it is. I feel completely useless. Feel what once was amusing has lost its fun.
Little sad bastard music to end the set. I've been mostly upbeat this show. We started things off with Dan Byrne and his fantastic song, Jerusalem. If I would pair it with Loudon Wainwright's I Am the Way, but they're a little too similar groove, little too much think a lot of yourself kind of song, so I didn't pair it with them. And besides, I play too much Loudon Wainwright over the years. He might be one of the top artists I play. Anyway, we followed up Dan Byrne with a song called Jerusalem from J.W. Francis. And then we heard a track from Sharon Van Etten called Idiot Box. And, you know, when Sharon Van Etten, maybe I've said this because maybe I repeat myself. I don't know. I'm old. I'm 65. I probably repeat myself like a blathering idiot. When Sharon Van Etten first came out, wasn't a fan. My friend Godfrey Nolan sent me some Sharon Van Etten. I was like, yeah, not liking it. And then I hear these songs on the radio. I'm like, who's that? And the professor says, that's Sharon Van Etten, who you hate. I'm like, okay, well, I kind of like it. I'm kind of wrong. So I like myself some Sharon Van Etten. Anyway, that was her track called Idiot Box. After that, we heard from the Blind Boys of Alabama, and along with Justin Vernon singing with them. Justin Vernon, you know, as Bon Iver. So little Blind Boys of Alabama and Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. And then we followed that up with a little Bon Iver himself. You know, I like a little Bon Iver. That was a track, I think that was an outtake from one of his early albums. It's called Him in Texas. And man, you know, that song, Him in Texas, just a simple little song. But you've got his baritone voice. You know, it's funny. You think of Bon Iver, you think of that beautiful falsetto, but he's got a baritone voice when he sings in his Justin Vernon voice. So just beautiful little piano, synthesizer, falsetto, and his voice from Bon Iver. And then we ended up the set with a little sad bastard music from Jack Van Cleef and his song, Pinata. Well, before we start off the last set, I should mention I'm working on a show that is a tribute to somebody near and dear to me. And the show means a lot to me. That person meant a lot to me. So I'm working on a show. I'll be back soon. Maybe next week. Who knows? Sometime in the upcoming days. But we're going to start off our last set with little Al Green. We're going to play a song from Al's classic album, Bell. And I'm going to be honest with you right here. This is a spite song. The guys over at Sound Opinions, Jim DeRogatis, he's planning to feature this album, Bell, next week. And I got to be honest with you, I do not like Jim DeRogatis. We had a little issue back when I was program director of WLS in Chicago, and some of us people in the radio business, we used to have a weekly softball game. And I was playing second base, as I always did, with my lightning-fast instincts. And Jim DeRogatis, a little dribbler was hit, and the runner was running to first, and Jim slid into me in second base and spiked me with his Birkenstocks. He had spiked Birkenstocks, the bastard. Slid into me, called me a clown. Anyway, never really liked Jim DeRogatis after that, and his show Sound Opinions is not a very sound show, if you ask me, but there are people like them. But anyways, they're going to be featuring the album Bell next week, so I'm going to get out in front of him. So this is a spite song to piss off Jim DeRogatis. So we're going to start off last set of the show with little Al Green and his song Bell.
Y'all. Thank you.
short set to finish up the podcast. We start things off with Al Green and his beautiful song, Bell, that we played a week before the guys at Sound Opinion played it. And we'll just pretend that they followed us. After Al Green and Bell, we heard a track called Live For You by the Sacred Souls. Then we followed that up and ended up this set with the wonderful Kamasi Washington, who I just love his saxophone playing. And that was a track called Integrity. And that brings us to a close of show 132 of Broadcasting From Home. I'm your host and best friend, Scrap McGowan. And for our one last song, we're going to play a song that goes back over 20 years. It's been sitting in the holding pen. I have these little holding pens. Back when it was the 80s, I was at Podcast 83. There was an 80X holding pen. Then things get moved to the 90s holding pen and up and up and up. This song has been the holding pen forever. Track from a group called, a supergroup called The Bends, featuring Ben Queller, Ben Folds, and Ben Lee. And back in 2004, they put out this EP called The Bends. And this is a lovely little jaunty track to end things off with an upbeat, sweet, kind of sound like Crosby, Stills, and Nash in this song, but a lovely little song that I've been dragging around in these playlists for years now. Song from The Bends called Just Pretend. And I will talk to you soon.
While I held you with our undried eyes, happy years passed by. It's okay to cry. After all, in the end, just pretend. Well, it's sticks and stones and broken homes that taught us how to smile. After all, in the end, just pretend.
There's a name that plays in my head like a song all day long. She's with me every day.
After all, in the end, just pretend. Everyone needs, everyone needs.
If the sun can't shine, you'll be just fine. Look into your mind where you're free.
After all, in the end, just pretend.
'Cause we hurt each other once before. Let's not do that again.
After all, in the end, just pretend.
And a voice so familiar wakes me up in the middle. She thinks I'm having a bad dream.
After all, in the end, just pretend. Everyone needs, everyone needs, everyone needs.
After all, it seems.